Tosh Moore with my frozen lips, coming to you live in Humidville, USA. It's the Verbal Mosh, episode 318. I got nothing else to go for that.
So we are a comic book podcast where we talk about comics and other stuff, and I'm Olivia Pelaez.
Yeah, you gotta introduce yourself. It's hot, so everyone's irritated. I've got irritable bowel syndrome from being irritated, I think.
That's nasty. What? That's too much information. Nobody wants to know about that. TMI. Too much information. So, our first segment we get to is the comics news.
We're a comic podcast where we talk about comics and stuff. So don't forget to check us out on our website, theverbalmosh.com, where we've got reviews about X-Men and Superman and Lex Luthor abusing women, because he does that, I guess. I think John Byrne secretly wants to do that. And also, we'll have a review for the new Terminator movie, Terminator Salvation, which we saw in IMAX 3D. And our eyes hurt in glorious 3D.
You mean Genesis?
What did I say?
He said Salvation.
Genesis was my salvation from seeing another shitty movie this year.
See, look at that. If it was me just hosting the show by myself, I'd skip so many parts to it, and then it'd be over in like 10 minutes. I'm like, yep, and that was the show. The end.
Frozen banana? Anyway, you can find us on our website at theverbalmosh.com. You can also find us on social networking sites that you people like so much. You people, I don't mean anything negative by that, but you
can. Facebook.com/TheVerbalMosh and @TheVerbalMosh is our handler on. Handle? Handle? Is that what it's called?
Handle. Yeah, you said handler.
Handler.
Like that. This is better.
Twitter people. That's where you can find us on Twitter and whatnot. And you could also email us at TheVerbalMosh@gmail.com. Write us an iTunes review. Don't forget to check out our sponsor, Comics Podcast Network, at their website, www.comicspodcast.com.
Also, we're proud members of the Comics Podcast Network. Because if we don't, they'll strong arm us. They're like the unions. You gotta join. What were we talking about again? Oh, Terminator Genesis. That was so
Terminator
good.
Salvation.
I swear to God, when I saw Genesis, I was like, so a 16-bit console brought about the end of the world.
It was so fantastic. But apparently, like, it just did terribly at the box office, which is crazy pants, because it was so good.
Mm.
It was like, I think, you know, for weekend box office, I think it was like ranked at number 5 or something like that.
I don't know. People are shitting on it. And then I heard James Cameron, who obviously he directed Terminators 1 and 2, was like, this is a very good movie. I enjoyed it very much. So, James Cameron, a guy who knows a little something about movies, he directed that big summer blockbuster. You know what I'm talking about? Jurassic Park? Wait, that was Steven Spielberg. whatever. I hate Titanic. Anyway, James Cameron said he enjoyed it. And when we saw it, I'm not going online reading the reviews or anything like that.
Yeah.
So,
the only review that matters is the one that we're going to have up on our website, because this movie is awesome.
It was great. It was even cool, like, when they had the little homage to the original Terminator, when Kyle Reese came back in time and he's wearing his hobo clothes. Because I forgot, he stole those clothes from a hobo, the original Terminator. And if you have Netflix, it's available on Netflix to watch the original Terminator. Mm-hmm. So it should go Terminators 1, 2, and Genesis. Don't watch Salvation. Don't watch the one with the guy who was the bully rapist from Bully. Which is Terminator 3. Oh, God. Just run. So, yeah. Any other comments about Terminator Genesis other than how freaking awesome it was?
It was freaking awesome, except for the fact that we saw it in 3D, which was not freaking awesome. But, you know, what are you going
to
do?
20 minutes to get used to that screen. I'm like, oh, God, my eyes. I felt like they were going to fall out. But the sound is fantastic. THQ, or X, the audience is listening. People's heads exploding.
Is it even that anymore? I thought it was something else.
Dolby Dickens? Yeah. I don't know.
It's no longer TH. Whatever it was.
Probably just Disney. They own everything. Okay. So, comics news this week is normally our first segment. After all the spiel and nonsense. Marvel's rebooting their line in October, so they're getting the new 32.
I thought they already did that. I thought they already did a reboot. Why are they rebooting again? Because they were like, that first time was just like a warm-up.
I think you think of DC, but this is the new... all new Marvel now?
Yeah.
It wasn't a reboot. They were just launching a bunch of new number ones to get money. But
yeah, but that was what we would discuss on the show.
Universe, yeah.
We talked about like how they were rebooting like DC.
Didn't we? Yeah. Amazing Spider-Man number 1 has Dan Slott and Giuseppe God damn it, it's Kamakoli. I don't care. You can say
Kamunkali.
who said that? Niccolo? What's he know? Nothing. So I'm gonna say it the way I always have said it. And they're launching Amazing Spider-Man number one, but Peter Parker's rich. He's like Iron Man, minus any of the charm.
I don't think Iron Man has that much charm. He's kind of a
He didn't. No, he
jerk.
fucking didn't. Until like someone was like, "Hey, Robert Downey Jr., just be yourself, be an asshole as a superhero." And he was like, "All right, where's the cocaine?" And that's how we got the Iron Man that everyone is so familiar with, because the original Tony Stark was just a raging alcoholic. God, I need it, Rhodey. I need it bad.
You make him sound like a sissy.
Yeah, he is. I'd like to also point out that Iron Man also got injured because he was in Vietnam. So the Vietnamese, the communists, are directly responsible for Tony Stark that we all know and love. I also thought it was funny. Someone should do a meme somewhere of like the old Iron Man, where like every 24 hours he had to find an outlet to plug his armor into to recharge, and like someone should just like Photoshop that of him plugging his iPhone. Like every 24 hours, I need it, Rhodey. I love this. This is the best. Oh man, I love Sissy Iron Man.
Okay, moving along.
Oh, what else is there? Oh, Hannibal got canceled, and then Netflix
We
was
talked
like,
about that
no,
already.
Netflix was like, oh, that show looks really good. We should bring it to Netflix, and we should do something with it, continue the story. And then Amazon was like, nope, we have first dibs rights. You can do it. So we're going to do nothing with it.
Did we talk about how Elektra's gonna be on the show?
Daredevil?
Yeah.
I said Hannibal. You know, we were talking about Daredevil.
Yeah, because you mentioned Daredevil for a sec.
No, I didn't.
Yeah, you did.
No, I didn't.
You mentioned Netflix and Daredevil.
I said Netflix. I didn't say Daredevil. I just said Netflix. And then you were just like, those two go together like cookies and cream. Yes, they've cast a woman to be Elektra, and she'll wear red and throw size.
Why do you say it like that? Like a woman. Like it's supposed to be a man or something.
It could have been a, yeah,
It's
it could
shocking. It's a woman.
have been. Well, it's not Jennifer Garner, so there you go. Jennifer Garner and Ben Affleck, look, Daredevil movie ruins another relationship. How could you, DD? How could you? Just like in real life, because all his girlfriends are getting chucked off of buildings and driven insane, and Bullseye gets a hold of
That's not
him.
real life, you mean in comic book life.
Oh, yeah,
That's
what?
pretty freaky.
Oh, yeah, I guess. So if you're a woman or a man, stay away from Matt Murdock. It only leaves the pain. Run, Foggy, run. Yeah, Daredevil season two, I'm excited for. It's gonna have that dude who played Chain from Walking Dead as a Punisher. It's gonna have Elektra. So I guess Punisher's taking over for Bullseye now.
What do you mean?
And maybe the Kingpin will see more of that white rabbit in his white cell, because he's a white person.
Oh yeah, and he's gonna, no doubt he's gonna be staring at walls a lot.
There
That's
should
his
be an
favorite
episode.
theme.
Oh, there should be episode walls, and he just like looks at the wall like he sees different things happening.
It's like a Rorschach test, but with white walls.
I was gonna say white women and white walls. So Kingpin likes the most. Maybe we'll see more of Mrs. Kingpin trying to take over his drug trade. No? I don't know.
I don't know.
Maybe they'll revamp that costume.
Which costume?
Daredevil's costume?
Why? You didn't like it?
It was okay. I know a lot of people on the internet were complaining about it. I was like, eh, it reminds me of the armored
Yeah,
costume.
because that's what it is. He even they mentioned in the show that it's supposed to be like armor, like body armor.
I really thought you were gonna say like butter, like body butter.
Because I mean, if it was gonna be the red tights, he might as well have been sticking to the same outfit he had been wearing, where he was getting slashed up.
I just felt like that black costume, like the earlier outfit that he wore in the first episode. If you were gonna go out and fight crime and kick ass, that's what you would wear. You wouldn't be Bruce Wayne, like I need a mask with some horns on them.
Because Bruce Wayne's like, I need to be a symbol and drive fear into these people.
These homeless people. Stay out of Gotham, baby. Well, Daredevil too. He's like, I need a drug. It was. It might as well have been Batman, because he was just like, because remember, what's her name? Claire was like, what are you gonna do? He's like, whatever needs to be done. And then what? Even Stick was like, Ra's al Ghul. He was like, I'll help you save the city. I meant destroyed. I'm sorry, you misheard me. Circus must be jammed for all the cell phones. Want a beer, kid? That's the only thing. Batman don't drink beer. Batman can't afford to live in Hell's Kitchen. Too expensive. Batman can't afford.
Mean? Batman's so rich.
Oh, he lives in
He's
the.
got his own manor.
No, he doesn't. Because if you watch Gotham on Fox, it's only one room. He's like, yeah, and then we. It's like one room and some grass, because they gotta cut that grass outside. Grass.
No, wait. They've shown like two other parts of the house. They've shown the
Yeah,
kitchen,
grass.
They showed the kitchen, and I think they showed like the front entranceway one time.
But that was Photoshop. So anyway, oh yeah, Brian Michael Bendis is also launching Spider-Man with Sarah Pacelli, and it's just Miles Morales. Because after Secret World, thanks a lot, USA Today, they're merging all the universes into one.
Secret Wars?
Yeah, what did I say?
Secret World.
What?
I did the same thing when I was writing my review.
Secret World? More like
I typed
shit.
In Secret World, and I was like, wait a second, that ain't right. It's Secret Wars.
I had a good joke when I said Secret Wars, really? You mean secret shit? But
I heard you.
Yeah, but you walked all over it. No, I didn't even pause. I should have paused.
I was talking, and you're the one trying to insert your joke in here.
My shitty joke? Secret. You know what? That's it. It's going to be Secret World. This is not even a secret, because everyone knows about it now. Everyone's like, Doom is wearing white, and he's God, which is racist. Black Doom matters. No? Okay. What about...
It is Puzzler. Why is it called Secret?
Because they have anything to come... They're like, what? You gotta drive nostalgia, because only 50-year-olds are reading this shit. So it's that Secret War that everyone knows about. It's an open Secret War. Sounds good to me. So what else happened in comics this week? Other than Bendis launching a Spider-Man book that will sell, but people will still shit on regardless.
Well, everybody else in is hanging out at Comic-Con. San
yeah,
Diego
about San Diego Comic-Con. I remember how awesome it was that we went, and I remember how broke I was when I came back. I was like, wow, I have literally no money to eat. What's up with that? And San Diego's like, thanks, creeps.
Get out, you bums.
Yeah, so many bums in California. But can we say that, what, bums in California? Wait,
no, I was
thinking about Comic-Con. Oh,
us as bums.
Oh, no, yeah, get out, you bums.
We've taken your money now. Get out, bums.
Yes, your Lionel action figure is a toy of terrorism. You and his shorts are going to cause problems for America's teenagers. Wait, no, they've reached an agreement, San Diego Comic-Con, or Comic-Con International in San Diego, and they're going to be there through 2018, to which they'll probably move to a football stadium. They're going to move. Oh, that's what's going to happen. Comic-Con and the Chargers are going to leave San Diego around the same time. I fucking predict it. They're going to be like, peace, we're going to Carlson, California. But we'll still be the San Diego Chargers, yo. They move to L.A. It's going to be L.A. Comic-Con. La Comic-Con. Bring out all the Spanish people. Because other than Donald Trump, he's the only one driving them away. He's driving them to Comic-Con. Si, senor. Eh, all right. I don't have any more news.
This is getting all kinds of weird.
Yeah, I know. Because Donald Trump, he is like, he hates comics and Spanish people, I guess.
He said that he doesn't hate Spanish people. He just hates the illegal Spanish people.
Up, 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 up. That's not what Jeb Bush said. Jeb Bush said he burned some books in college.
The ones that are illegal.
The illegal
and
books,
who are,
yes.
We're giving them money and stuffing our prisons with them, stuffing our food with them.
What? Get in prison and eat that food. There you go, Rafael. All right, let's get away from the politically touchy subjects. Let's talk about comics so we can wrap this episode up. So our listeners can go on to their other exploits in life. hiring illegal aliens.
Did you even register what I had said?
No.
Because I'm stuffing our food with illegal. Like, they're going into our food. Not stuffing them with our food.
That's why I'm fat now. Because they were putting too much Jorge in my meat. Fuck.
Oh my gosh.
I'm all fat now. Because they probably snuck some Corona in my water. And me with my alcoholism. How dare they?
Okay, moving on to Secret Wars number 4.
Secret World number 4. Secret this late ass book by Jonathan Hickman and Issad Ribic. I love Issad Ribic's artwork, but I don't know what the fuck is making these books so late. Issue 4 had Doom and...
Oh, wait. Oh, so we didn't even do a pick of the week this week.
No, they ain't no pick of the week. It's only like 3 books. I ain't doing no damn pick of the week. Pick this.
I thought it was my turn to do pick of the week. It was your turn?
I don't know. Wait. Oh no. Wait, what was the last pick of the week?
I thought it was your pick of the week was the last one.
Was it Batman or something?
Oh, I don't know. All right.
No, it was mine because you did Thor's number 1 because you saw my copy of Thor's number 1. I was like, I have it, and then like you slapped my hand away. I was like, hmm. Yeah, all right, Secret Wars number 4 of 8, which means that it's like fucking Secret Invasion. They're like, we got 8 issues in 6 months, like 9 months down the road. They're like, yeah, we finally got it all out.
No,
shit will fucking matter. Because it's time for the Dark Reign. Oh, no, okay, so Doom God is like, yo, what's going on? Why y'all fighting Thanos and other people? And then Reed Richards is like, how could you, Doom?
No, it's basically like him showing everyone that he is a god, because everyone's like, yeah, you're no god. We're stronger than you. And he's just like, I kill you all.
Oh, yeah, and then Doctor Strange is like, everyone, I'm hiding you with my magic. And then Doom is like, oh man, why'd you do that? You made me look bad in front of Reed Richards. Snaps neck. Oh, and Spider-Man got some lines in with that weren't funny, which kind of seems to be the trend. I don't know, when these writers are writing these jokes, they're like, man, Spider, I'm so witty and funny. And they're just like, fuck, man. I think, that's how I write too. Ah, well. I've officially gone over the hill, folks. I've jumped the shark, everyone. But that's it. That's all that happened in here. Because basically Doom was like, I did what you couldn't, Reed Richards. I saved the world by merging them all together and making everyone fight.
I still thought it was a pretty decent issue compared to the other books we got.
Yep, so decent that you didn't, you were like, I don't need to read that at the beach.
Cause I thought I read it.
Oh, wait, and then Scott Summers as Phoenix is like, I am here to take over things. And Doom was like, yeah, I'm killing you too. Yeah, I hear that bullshit. You freak.
Yeah, because he was like, you guys are mere mortals, and I'm beyond that. I'm a mutant. I am the future.
Doom was
He's
like,
powered by Apple.
Well, at least Doom didn't have any problems with his operating system, his core PC. Secret Wars is okay. It's moving along at a very slow pace because everyone's just... I don't know. It just seems like everyone's teleporting in and out of places. And this should have been like... Instead of them ringing us for our money, they should have just been like... All right, I said it before. I'm saying it again. This is the last fucking...
Event book?
Yeah. I think I did really well for
you
like
2 years. You say that, but then next thing you know, you're going to be buying another event book.
No, you know what? There's a reason why I actually bought this, because I was like, I'm going to review it exclusively for the site. And then because they're putting out so many of these like tie-in books, I'm like, fuck you, you fucking tie-in. I hate tie-in books. Those shits should be reserved for like the annuals that no one buys anyway.
Yeah.
And then just keep your stories going, or somehow tie them in. Don't fucking, well...
somehow tie them in.
Yeah, it'd be like Amazing Spider-Man. Tie-ins. No, I mean like... In the port, like, you have 1 month, like, Secret Wars has been, like, 1 month where you put out, like, one oversized issue for, like, $8.99, and then, like, here in Amazing Spider-Man number 16, oh, it's a Secret Wars tie-in where Spider-Man, like, for one fucking issue, he's like, I'm on Battleworld, and then the next issue, like, hey, like, oh, like, the original Secret Wars was so awesome, like, in issue 251, it's Spider-Man with the red costume, and then, even though Secret Wars was originally 12 issues, with issue 252, like, oh, there's Spider-Man with a black costume. Hey, you want to know why Spider-Man has a black costume? Why don't you take your little chubby ass on over to Secret Wars and read that? Because that's where all that happened at, bro. And then people were like, well, gotta read that. Gotta read Secret Wars. But they didn't do that. They're just like, look, it's Thor's. Look, this whole new world that you're reading about. Battle World. Fuck you.
Well, would you love the Thor's?
No, I love the Thors with Jason Aaron. The Thors in the fucking Secret Wars are just like, ah, by Crumb. Wait, well, why are they Conan?
No, but that's where you were first introduced to them, and that's where you thought they were fantastic before you even read the Jason Aaron Thors.
I think that the Jason Aaron Thors flushed them out.
Like, this is fantastic.
Cops. Yeah, Thor Cops. I like, that's cool. But Jason Aaron flushed out a little bit better. So now it just seems...
And that's weaker by comparison.
Yeah, because they're just like, bah, we're like Conan, but not. And you're just like, oh, man, give me the True Detective vibe of Thor's any day of the week. So, again, Secret Wars is okay, but it just, I don't know, man. All these Marvel big events, like, they start off with, like, a nice beginning. There's a big, there's a beginning, a middle, and the fuck you ending. But it always seems like whoever the editors are, it's always fucking, what's his name? Who's the editor? Tom Brevoort. Shit, that guy hasn't edited anything decent in 10 fucking years. He's like Bob Harris, only somehow he got to stick around. There's very big, very, very, because all these event books go through fucking Tom Brevoort. Very good beginning. They forgot what the fuck was going on in the middle. Oh shit, we need a resolution. 3 stages of Marvel's big events. That's it. Right there. Great beginning. Like, remember fucking remember Secret Wars? Oh shit, these people are Skrulls. Then, what the fuck are we fighting for? Norman Osborn did something, so I guess he's a hero now. Let's completely rewrite the fact that, hey, remember that dude was a Green Goblin? Hey, remember he bought the Daily Bugle? Hey, remember when he went crazy and had all those supernatural powers and was causing trouble through New York? And he got beat by the Amazing Bagman? Well, fuck that, because he killed the Skrull. Blah, public opinion. That was probably their analog for Obama. Or just like fucking Age of Ultron. Hey, here's a very cool beginning. Ultron's taking over everything. There's nothing left. And then Captain America, what is, I have a plan. What did that plan evolve into? Wolverine saying, fuck it, I'm going back in time. And they still didn't stop Ultron. At the end of it, they should have just had, like, Ultron, like, with, like, drawn on Joe Quesada dollars.
Yeah.
Like, laughing. Like, you fell for it. And then he rebooted or something. Because his operating system crashed. It didn't upgrade to iOS 10. Fuck Ultron.
Oh, man.
Fuck event books. Here's a book that's not an event. Midnighter, number 2. I'm enjoying Midnighter. Because it's Midnighter doing his gay lover boy lifestyle. traps hanging around with other men because he's just like, I guess he's trying to impress them while they go on dates. He's like, I'm Midnighter. I can do whatever I want. Now, kiss me, Raphael.
This made a lot more sense than the first issue, so I was able to get through it and understand what was happening.
Do I sound angry at comics beforehand? Am I angry?
No.
I feel like I'm angry at the event books.
You don't even know if you're angry.
I just feel like I'm always angry at the event books.
Well, then just stop buying them. Then you don't have to be angry at them. No?
Remember when event books meant something like Death of Superman or Nightfall or Spider-Man Gets a Haircut? Those are all very important things.
Spider-Man Gets a Haircut?
Yeah, it was a three-parter. Ran through all the Spider-Man titles. All right, Midnighter. Joe Orlando. This had a different artist on it from the original artist. Echo? Acorn? The rapper guy?
Akon?
Yes, him! I thought he drew the first issue of Midnighter. Turns out it was someone else. Weapons from...
surprisingly, like, because I thought he would have been, you know, he had his boyfriend, you know, with the first issue, he hooked up with the one guy who was some ethnicity. I don't know if he was Hispanic or black or something.
They were trying to reach for everyone there.
He was something. So I thought, because, like, he put, like, the GPS tracking system in this guy, but then, like, you open up into this issue, and he's just like, nah, he's more like just a friend.
Plus, he was too, what Midnighter meant to say was, he got clingy. Midnighter, I thought we can go out and redecorate your apartment. Oh, hell no. I gotta go, I can see how this plays out. I leave you.
That makes no sense. He's the one who inserted the GPS tracker into him.
What, Midnighter gotta live, baby? No. So, all the weapons that were in God's garden, whatever, are loose on Earth. Someone stole them. And this one chick ends up getting one of them that makes people's ears explode. I don't know. What happened in this? Right on the beach. I read about Watergate on the beach.
Yeah,
so I think John Dean told her something, and then the president fired Midnighter for the 18 and a half minute tape that was erased. Yeah, sounds about right.
It was like she was what? She's speaking Chinese or Japanese, something.
Yes, and people's body parts were exploding, and then Midnighter destroyed his own ears, so he didn't have to hear her commands.
Yeah.
But he's just like, I agree with you that
he
your husband's
like,
killed.
Oh, this would have been a great thing to do to somebody else, and then he goes and smashes his eardrums.
Yes, so he didn't have to hear the nonsense. Because I believe the woman who ended up getting the one weapon from the God Garden, she was like, you killed my husband.
Yeah, she was trying to get at this corporate, this company, because was it some drug that, like, had some bad interaction with her husband? Like, a small part of the population would... It's something that he ingested, caused this terrible allergic reaction, which caused him to die. And so that's why she wanted to get back at this company. Because she was like, oh, you guys knew that there was a likelihood of this killing people. And so she wanted to kill them.
Small percentage, yeah. Less than 1%.
And Midnighter, he was just some, like, yeah, no, surprisingly, like, I thought, you know, he was there to stop this woman. But no, he was like, no, you're absolutely right. These guys are the bad guys, but you're just going about this the wrong way. Just let me handle it.
Yeah, you're going to prison, and your medical bills and everything will be taken care of. If not, I'll come back and kick your asses. Mm-hmm. Or, well, actually, he said he'll do way worse things to the board of directors, to the company. Which I thought was really cool. I was like, wow. It reminded me of Mark Millar's Authority, where the Midnighter there had told the North Koreans, I think he threw Kim Jong-il out of a helicopter, and he was like, the 21st century is a bad time to be a bastard, children. Good stuff. I think they also beat up President Clinton. So they keep up the same theme like this, where it's not just cookie cutter, superhero, Nightwing, like, hey, I did a good thing, even though I didn't put any real criminals behind bars. I just stopped crazy Nightwing from causing problems. You remember that when Nightwing had the guy that was following him?
No.
And he's like, I'm Nightwing, but I spell it N-I-T-E. I'm your partner. And
no, I don't remember.
Whatever. No, Midnighter's a really good book, actually. It's one of those surprise DC hits. And not hits, because I don't know if it's... I doubt it's going to be selling a lot of units.
Yeah.
But if you haven't checked out Midnighter...
Especially with that first issue.
I like the cover.
I thought it was so confusing.
You know, maybe because I knew a lot about Midnighter beforehand, when he was in Stormwatch and The Authority.
Yeah, that's why. Like, we're having totally different experiences, because this is my first time getting to know this character.
And that's the problem. I think... I forgot who the fuck said it. But someone, I think Jim Shooter, said, you know, everyone's comic... Each comic is someone's first, so you got to kind of... treated as such, which makes me, like, when I read those Marvel's Essentials, I've always been a big fan of how, like, you open a page and, like, you're reading the story, like, this is Daredevil, his world is filled with this and that, but they find a way to incorporate it into the story and not just be like, well, we hope you know the backward continuity of this fucking character, here we go, and here's your story, and then the small percentage of the people who are already familiar with that continuity of that character, oh, that's great. The people who aren't, you're left wondering, like, what the fuck was this? So, why didn't, how can anyone enjoy this? I mean, that is a book that I enjoy, but they need to, I think, starting with this second issue, which they really should have done with the first, bridged out and kind of a little more inclusive with the readership.
What do you think was missing from it, then?
Better art. Because it was clearly a fill-in rush job.
Yeah.
And that's cool, too. I get it sometimes that it happens, but you can't have what your second issue out the gate. Just can't.
I didn't think the art was that bad. I thought it was
all right. Differences of opinions. All right, the last book I'm going to talk about is Chew number 50, and they're 10 issues away from being done, and our cat Tandy did not show up in this issue. So if you're John Layman, please bring back the photos of the cats.
They're just like, it's coming to an end. We have no room for cats anymore.
No, yes, you do. That means you have more room for cats. Take out some of the story.
Yeah, you don't have to worry about, we don't no longer have to worry about those terrible giant splash pages of Pollo. Instead, give us giant splash pages of cats.
Yes! Because one of our cats is made into the pages of Chew.
Yeah.
And he was great. I have the photo of him when he was in Chew. It was just funny because I was like, wow, he's laying on that comic book. Mm. So Chew number 50 has Tony eating Pollo.
So it's Tony going after the collector. This is the final battle. He's taking care of business.
I swear you're about to say the final countdown.
No.
Damn, I was waiting for you to say that.
He had to eat Pollo in order to defeat the collector. Because the collector, he's just like eating all these other crazy food people with their powers.
I didn't care to read their names, did you?
I mean, there's just so many ridiculous names that
I was like, WTF, I'm not reading this.
Yet, Tony, all he has to do is eat Pollo, because Pollo is one bad bird.
Mm-hmm. That someone, John Layman dreamt that up over a week and was like, yep, that's how I'll finish Chew. You'll eat the bird.
So that's pretty much it. It was the end of the collector.
Tony killed the collector. I was like, that was pretty anticlimactic. I thought they were going to at least run that out until issue 60 for the final issue where he finally gets his hands on him. But nope, he just eats Pollo and kicks his ass.
Well,
where do you go from there?
Important things to cover, I think. Like, what was it? Applebee. He gets like some weird new, what is that, horse body or spider body too?
Yeah, he got the horse body. Yeah, the horse hooves and everything. A couple of issues ago, after their first fight with the collector, he got his asses handed to them. And that's it. Chew is like almost, it's 10 issues away. I remember we started reading this in the form of a trade, and then we started reading it, I think, single issues. And I remember the bad thing was that when we went to our local comic shop, they didn't carry it because it was an Image book and it didn't sell a lot of units. It wasn't Marvel or DC. So we had to start going to Midtown to get it. I remember. And then we started going through DCBS, and I was just like, oh, they got it here, and they got it at a great discount. No complaints. So what'd you feel about Chew number 50? Did you feel it was anticlimactic?
No.
Not at all?
No.
I kind of felt that way. Maybe because, I don't know. Like I said, I was just hoping that maybe they'd have saved that for, like, the last issue. Like, a big fight. Instead of Olive giving Tony the blade made of delicious chocolate. It looked good. Stabbing the collector in the heart. Like Castlevania. All right, we're going to wrap up this episode, and we'll be back next week, or later this week, I think, with episode 319. That's it. That's all I got. So go to theverbalmosh.com. You can also check us out on Facebook and Twitter and all those other things. That's it. We're done. That's it. Done. We're done. We're just done. Could you look? We're done. We're just done. God, we're done.
Be sure to find us at www.theverbalmosh.com. Ah. You'll find all our links, all our sponsors, and everything, all our information. There. Yeah.